welcome to episode 467 of 366 Web 2 Tools. This is one of those few posts where perhaps the tool that I'm about to talk about isn't really a Web 2 tool, but it is nevertheless online, and I do think it's got some universal applications within the classroom, within teaching. It's called Parley Engrams, an amalgamation of Parliament and Engrams. The Parliament in question is the UK government, and engrams are devices used in linguistics for making meaning and extracting meaning from large corpora of texts. So if, for example, your corpus was the Bible, you might want to extract meaning from that using engrams. And what engrams are word phrases. So you might have a single word or two words, in which case it'd be a bigram, or a trigram would obviously be three words. And what an engram application will do is search through the corpus and pull out any two, three, four word combinations by looking through all the possible two, three, or four word combinations within that text, and then present them in whatever way you've chosen. If you do that from a text which changes over time, so you might have a newspaper archive, or in the case of Parley Engrams, Hansard, the UK government's record of what has been said in Parliament. So if you use something that changes over time, you can perform a textual search for engrams at particular points in time and see how those engrams reflect changes in what is being discussed within that text. So, for example, you might want to search for minor strike, or just strike, or recession, or banking crisis, and see how those engrams, those combinations of words, have been used over time. In the case of Parley Engrams, over time through Hansard, the government's record of what's been said in Parliament. So that doesn't seem particularly useful for use in class, but I guess if you teach history, there's an awful lot of applications there. What were the government discussing at points in history? If you take a particular issue over time, and it could be anything, it could be warfare, it could be medicine, it could be economics, education, you can see how the trends have occurred when people were talking about various things at times in history. The engram viewer goes back to Parley Engram viewer goes back to 1935 and comes forward to 2016, so it covers a reasonable period of time during which you can examine what has been said. So are there any other subjects where that might be useful? Well, perhaps in science. What if you wanted to check the development of a particular technology? It could be solar energy. How has that been talked about in Parliament? When was it first discussed? And how does it compare with talking about fossil fuels? Did they both start to come into discussions around the same time? These are the kind of questions you could post to your students, obviously. You can search for more than one engram at a time, and you just, when you visit the Parley Engrams page, there's not a lot there to confuse you. You've simply got a text entry box, and then you can search across all MPs, or there are some specific MPs in there that you can pick out and say how their contributions within Hansard reflected the engrams you've chosen. So there are people like reasonably well-known politicians like Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair and so forth, Winston Churchill, Clement Attlee if you're looking into the Second World War. And you can choose one engram and then you can add another should you wish and compare one with another. But there's a lot of potential there, and I think it's in different subjects. What about in English? What about the ways that we use certain phrases? Are there some that are used more commonly by MPs? Are there some that have changed through history? So this may not be something that you're doing in lessons on a regular basis, but it's just a different way to think about the topics that you might be covering, particularly the ones that are historical in nature. They've got a temporality to them that you might want to follow. One of the other things that Pali engrams could be useful for is a sort of cross-curricular theme of literacy and searching in particular. When young people put a search term into, say, a Google search, they're pretty much guaranteed getting a lot of results, perhaps more than they can handle. Here, it's quite possible to put in a search term into Pali engrams and get no results back. So what does that indicate? Does that mean that that just hasn't been discussed in Parliament at all? Or does it actually mean that the search term itself might need changing? You have to be far more careful if you want to get some results in the terms that you choose. And I think there's a learning lesson there, a useful lesson for thinking about digital literacies. Pali Engrams is not the only engram viewer. Google have produced one, and you might want to check that out. Just do a Google search for engram viewer. And they use as their corpus of texts, or corpora, the books that have been put into the Google Books. So it could be interesting to do a comparison between the two and see whether or not the things that have been talked about in Parliament are also the things that have occurred within books. So, Pali Engrams, and I'm just going to give a shout out for the creator, who's Giuseppe Solazzo, and on Twitter you'll find him at Puntofisso. Well done for this, Giuseppe. Thank you very much for producing it. It's a really simple tool, but one that has got really powerful possibilities in terms of discussion and student learning.